This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
I want to talk about Kat Von D here. Kat Von D, if you are not aware of her, the story goes back to everything from being a tattoo artist in the reality TV show LA Inc. She's known now more so for being a musician. She's even had a makeup brand as well. And Kat Von D, if you have ever seen any of her content, it's very dark. It's very vampire, witch-inspired, always black, rather gothic-esque. Well, if you know her story, she was all about the occult. She was in the thick of the occult. She practiced witchcraft. Her home was very full of the macabre style that is dark. Again, it's part of the occult, which is radically in opposition to what our Catholic Church is in favor of. And why do I say in favor of? Because when we look at what's happening in the occult, it is the antithesis of God, who is truth, God, who is light, God, who is peace. This satanic culture is real. Witchcraft is real. And I think we live in a culture where we like to act as if that's just something make-believe that's cute and entertaining to see in movies, especially around this time of the year, and then maybe you move on past it. I think that I was more aware of a child of how real this side of witchcraft was. I remember being very cautious as a child, going to different places. There are lots of stores that will have things such as crystals. And I remember one time as a kid going into a store with one of my cousins. She was babysitting us that day, and we were browsing through different stores. And we walked into the store that had crystals, all these funky, very spiritual, as people like to call it. I'll call it satanic, calling it for what it was, things that they were selling. And the woman was an outright witch. And I'm not talking that kind of witch, but a literal witch. And I was very freaked out. I remember just asking my cousin, like, can we go? I was very uncomfortable. And I look back on that memory and I think, like, okay, the innocence of babes, the innocence of being a child, because as I've gotten older, the frightening dimension of the reality of witchcraft, I remember a couple years ago even talking to my husband, like, that's not real. People don't do those things. It's make-believe. Yet, that's what Satan wants us to believe. He wants us to believe that witchcraft. He wants us to believe that Wicca, all of this isn't real. It's one of the fastest growing religions right now. And if you look at it, it's fascinating to see on college campuses what is happening with witchcraft. It's on every college campus. It is absolutely everywhere. And even in my local community and some of these small towns, to see that they have places where they even tout publicly sometimes that they are doing sacrifices and human sacrifices. And you might say, how can that be allowed to be done? It is. And that's what's frightening. And yet we like to say that doesn't actually exist. So bringing this back to Kat Von D, she's a tattoo artist, musician, TV personality. She's huge online. You may know her from the reality TV show LA Inc. if you've heard of it in the past. Here she is, really following this macabre style. And last year in the summer of 2022, I shared with you that she started posting all over online about how she was clearing out her house. She said, I've always found beauty in the macabre, but at this point, I just had to ask myself, what is my relationship with this content? Kat Von D continued to say, and the truth is, I just don't want to invite any of these things into our family lives, even if it comes disguised in beautiful covers, collecting dust on my shelves. So she did this vetting out of everything occult, witchcraft, and it was intriguing at the time, because it brought up the reality of witchcraft, the demonic, spiritualism. And people love to say, well, it's just spiritual. That's all it is. You do you. It's not that big of a deal. But the Bible very strongly condemns spiritism, mediums, the occult, psychics, all of it. In fact, if we look at Leviticus chapter 20, it's even punishable by death. It would actually kill people for being involved in medium and wizardry, to the point of death. In Deuteronomy, we read all about how none of us, it says, there shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination, a soothsayer, an augur or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a wizard or a necromancer. Listen to this. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominable practices, the Lord your God is driving them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. I appreciate this passage because what it's saying is it's abominable for us to participate in the antithesis of God, to turn to mediums, the occult, psychic, spiritualism, as a means to communicate with the dead, as a means to read into the future. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church is quite clear that Christian attitude consists, it says, in putting oneself confidently into the hands of Providence for whatever concerns the future and giving up all unhealthy curiosity about it. It goes on to say all forms of divination are to be rejected. Recourse to Satan or demons, conjuring up the dead, or other practices falsely supposed to unveil the future. Even, it goes on to say in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, this is paragraph 115 through 17, it says, consulting horoscopes, astrology, palm reading, interpretation of omens and lots, the phenomenon of clairvoyance, and recourse to mediums all conceal a desire for power over time, history, and in the last analysis, other human beings, as well as a wish to conciliate hidden power. So what is this saying? The Catechism of the Catholic Church is saying all of this is an attempt to control time, to control history, and in fact, to control human beings. And that we need to be aware of the reality of these things, even if it's seemingly good intentions. At the end of the day, as Catholics, we're called to confidently place ourselves in the hands of Providence, in the hands of God, giving up all unhealthy curiosity about it, as the Catechism says. I find often when discussing this, someone always says, yes, but it's Halloween, or yes, I'll just have something that is part of that type of decoration. This is a time for us to remember, historically, Halloween has been All Hallows' Eve, a day that celebrates All Saints' Day. We should be celebrating the reality of the triumph of Jesus Christ and his church and the individual souls of people in the face of a culture and a demonic culture that is pulling at us, trying to prevent us from total union with God. You can join me and listen on the Relevant Radio app to Trending with Timory live each weekday at 6 p.m. Central. Thanks for listening.